Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, friendly ghosts or coincidences? And if it is a ghost, it sure is a nice one.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we like to hear all of them. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then if you want to go ad-free, you can do that. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. That could all be yours. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Harper, what are you doing, Harper?
I'm just hanging out. I'm ready to hear some ghost stories.
It's funny because she's on Zoom and she's got her face like right next to the camera right now. So it's a little bit freaky. And what the other thing is, and I have mentioned this before, but the other thing that she does while we do these shows is she tries anything to make me laugh. Like she does weird things with her hair. She puts on weird glasses. She does weird things with her eyes. So if you hear me laugh in the middle of an episode, that's why. And if you don't hear me laugh, well, hats off to me. That's pretty good if I can keep going. So this is an interesting ghost story because here, and I'll read the very beginning of it, and then you'll know why. So it says, I'm a new listener and have been enjoying your podcast. I want to share a couple of stories with you about what I consider to be a very friendly, amiable spirit, or maybe just a few unexplainable pleasant coincidences. That's the word, pleasant. Like we never get a ghost story that ever includes those words, friendly, amiable, and pleasant.
Pleasant.
Like we never get pleasant or amiable or friendly in these ghost stories. They're all like dark and it's never like just a friendly ghost story.
Yeah, because it's never just like a friendly neighborhood ghost story.
And this one is a friendly ghost story.
Yes.
I think we had one once before that they considered friendly. And that's the thing. If you're going to be a ghost and you want to hang out, if you're kind of helpful and friendly, that's a good way to just be able to stick around. They're not going to be calling in a priest to get rid of you.
I'll be the ghost that they're going to have to call in a priest for.
You would be. Me, I would be the most delightful ghost anyone had ever had. It would be like,
I don't agree with that for you, but I would haunt the same house.
Like, oh, you and Carol. I would be like, we are not haunting the same house. I am delightful and caring and helpful. And you come in with your badass dark energy.
And I'm throwing knives across the wall.
Well, the funny thing was, because I would be like, I know your secret, Harper. You're not dark. You're pleasant and delightful just like me. So quit acting like that. And then there would be that weird energy and people would be like, I can't figure out this house. It's like delightful, but dark. Okay, so here's a story. I currently live in a historic schoolhouse in the Pacific Northwest, built in 1908, that was converted into apartments in the 80s and later condos in 2007. My boyfriend and I moved in 2015, and the unit still has some of the original features, like the old slate chalkboard that stretches the length of our living room. Do you like that?
That big?
Do you like that idea? Maybe their living room is super tiny too. I don't know. But back in the day, the chalkboards went across the whole room.
Why?
Because the teacher had a lot of information to share, Harper. Because, you know, back in the day, they didn't have PowerPoints and things like that. Like, everything the teacher was trying to communicate for the whole room to see had to be on the chalkboard, pretty much.
No, but it's just like, it's so big.
Because I told
you. I feel like there's many other ways to do that without it just one big chalkboard. You could do, like, several mini chalkboards just all across the wall, do, like, a checkered pattern. It would look weird, but it would work.
Would you like living in an old schoolhouse with the chalkboard going across your living room? Or would it be kind of like, you're wasting a lot of space with me. I would really like my TV on that wall and not a big old chalkboard.
I would really like my TV on that wall, not a big old chalkboard.
Could be really cool.
Chalkboard's cool, but like, it's chalkboard. What exactly? Are you going to draw cartoons?
Well, and you can't even like put nails into it because you're going to break the chalkboard up. She says, I've always been interested in the supernatural, but had no real reason to think it might be haunted. However, the day before our official move-in, my boyfriend and I brought a couple of boxes to the apartment with some of our breakables to save them from potential hazards in the moving trucks. As we walked through the building halls with our boxes, my boyfriend and I were chatting about nothing in particular. He was wondering where he could find pipe cleaners to clean some equipment of his, and I rattled off a few locations. We entered our new, completely barren apartment, set the boxes on the kitchen island, and unloaded their contents into the cupboards. With the boxes now empty and the job done, I picked up the box on the counter only to see something beneath it. A bright red single pipe cleaner was lying there stark against the countertop. Now, the counters are black, and it's something I would have noticed before setting down the box, and it definitely wasn't there before. I do not own any pipe cleaners, and the boxes were store-bought and brand new, so it was not a remnant of a previous move. I held it up perplexed, and I showed it to my boyfriend, who saw my face and said, "What's wrong? What is that?" And I said, "A pipe cleaner." Such a specific object seemingly appears out of nowhere. We still don't know where or who it came from. So what about that one? What do you think? That's pretty weird.
That'd be you as a ghost.
Yeah, but it's a helpful ghost, right?
Yes.
Like, heard you talking about it. It's like, hey, I just happen to have one.
Well, I don't know why ghosts have pipe cleaners, but they do.
I guess so. Maybe this ghost used to smoke a pipe and had them around and like, and back in the day, cleaned his pipe with it.
Or maybe he just had some random pipe cleaners from like a craft school project.
Could be.
That's actually a better idea because it's a schoolhouse, so I could see it being like something, a school project, because you use a lot of pipe cleaners for those.
I like that idea. Very good insight, Harper. So she has another story, too. So here's story number two.
Fun.
I joked about my friendly ghost a bit to friends, though I didn't completely assume it was really a spirit. One day I was supposed to have happy hour with a work-related acquaintance, someone I had never met, but who was introduced to me over Facebook by a mutual friend. My Facebook is synced to my phone, and therefore birthdays are added to my calendar. The day of the meetup, as I was getting ready, I looked down at my phone to see my calendar was randomly open to show my birthday, which was 7 months later in the year. And I noticed the girl I was meeting and I shared the same birthday. I thought, what an odd coincidence. I should randomly see that on the day we're meeting up. I'll bring it up in conversation. Fast forward to the meetup. We chatted about various things and hit it off, and the topic of renting in Seattle came up. Without mentioning where I currently live, she said, before my current home, I lived in the old schoolhouse at the top of the hill. I just stared at her and said, you're kidding. That's where I live now. It's not a common place to live. And without saying so out loud, I felt my friendly ghost knew I was meeting up with her, someone the ghost may have known from her time in the schoolhouse. Okay. Harper now just put on a pair of sunflower sunglasses. I don't know where they came from or anything, but they're
really
huge.
They just gave them to me.
Just like... all of a sudden, they appeared. They were on your desk, and it came from the ghost in your house. And now I don't even know where I was. Thanks a lot, Harper. It's not a common place to live. And without saying so out loud, I felt my friendly ghost knew I was meeting up with her. Someone the ghost may have known from her time in the schoolhouse, and it was helping the connection along. Among other things that have happened around the schoolhouse apartment, I've had favorite songs come on out of the blue from my computer in my home. I've had things fixed at random that were bothering me. I felt the subtle feeling of a presence in my room. It's a strange series of events, but welcome events. Friendly ghost or coincidences? Who knows? So what do you think about that? Like, it is kind of interesting that she would, you know, there's someone new, like a work-related person you should meet, and then you do. Then your phone happens to be opens to your birthday 7 months in the future, and you realize that you and that person have the same birthday, and you and that person used to live in the same building you now live in.
That's cool. I think it's real. I do actually kind of think it's a ghost that's like drawing those two in, like weirdly, but it worked.
Because it says friendly ghost or coincidence. I'm going with friendly ghost on both of these.
I'm going with friendly ghost too.
Because they're talking about pipe cleaners. Find a pipe cleaner. Could be a friendly ghost.
Yeah.
Then the whole deal with the new person that she met. And it's interesting to think that maybe the ghost did know her from when she lived there.
I could see it.
I don't know. I think that is interesting. Okay.
Me too.
So we're going with friendly ghost, both of us, correct?
Yes.
Okay, me too. So here's the next story. My story starts like this. This one's a little hard for me to read. And the reason I say that is I think that English might be a second language. And so I tried to change some stuff to make it make a little bit more sense. So hopefully I get it correct. And if I don't, I apologize to the person who wrote it in. Here we go. My story starts like this. My parents bought a family vacation home in Mexico City in 1989. Apparently, the house was purchased from a gambler. The house is right in front of a church. Beautiful house, and I loved it. My mother's bedroom was in front of a patio-looking thing that's still there. My first time hearing anything in that house, I heard a party was going on in front of my mother's bedroom. I heard people laughing and having a good time, but I got up to see and no one was there. On another occasion, I heard many footsteps on the roof, children running around, and it would happen every other day around 3 a.m. So you can't ever get a good night's sleep every other night. I would hear people working outside in the street, like digging. My brother remembers someone grabbing his feet. Until this day, we still own the property, and there is paranormal activity still going on. We don't stay there when we visit. We sleep in a hotel due to all of that activity. My son was carried out of the bed when I visited him 6 years ago.
Goodness gracious.
Now, this is all, this is the one sentence. My son was carried out of the bed when I visited him 6 years ago. They say that in Mexico, witches do that. So it doesn't go into anything other than, was he a little boy? Was he carried very far? What happened? Then it says, it's also known in that neighborhood to hear the Mexico legend La Llorona. And so I looked up La Llorona, and she is also known as the crying woman or the wailer, and is a Mexican vengeful ghost who is said to roam near bodies of water mourning her children who she drowned in a jealous rage after discovering her husband was cheating on her. What a horrible person. So if your husband is cheating on you, why do you drown your own children other than to do something horribly mean to him? But you kill your children. Now, I don't want to say horrible, horrible things about La Llorona just in case she ever shows up around my town. I don't want to go making her mad. But that's just not right.
It's not right.
So that's all they say about the son being carried out of the bed, which that should be like a whole story in itself, I would think. So it says, my uncle who used to care for the house used to tell us a lot of stories about the house. It's been said that a long time ago, a child was hung in that property by his father. So it's a lot of mystery around the house.
Okay, so the uncle's father hung a child?
That's what it says. It says my uncle is, well, no, my uncle cares for the house and tells us a lot of stories. And a long time ago, a child was hung. So I don't know who by the father. Not sure who that is to the uncle. Or that might just be a legend. And maybe, you know, it's just one of those stories. Maybe the house has been there for a long time. It's so funny because all of these stories, it's just like one sentence, one sentence, one sentence, where you could write an entire story about the one sentence. Like this next one, there's a doll my mother has, and that doll has moved her head around. That's all that it says. Like, oh, I would, yeah, could we like talk about a whole thing about the doll? Everyone in my family has experienced some paranormal activity. My grandma had a little bedroom downstairs where that patio thing is at, and she would mention to me that around 3 a.m., she would hear that someone was knocking at the door. They say if you open the door at 3 a.m., you open the door to evil. That kind of is something that seems like, I don't know. Like, if you open your front door for any reason at 3 a.m., is it a good reason? Even if it's not paranormal, right? If it's someone banging on your front door because they need help, is it someone knocking at your front door because they want to rob you? Is it someone at your front door because it's a paranormal being who wants to come in your home? It's just like, or the police giving you horrifically bad news, you know, in the middle of the night.
Warning.
Yeah. That, it, yeah, I agree. No matter what it is, it would never be good. They also have said that they see shadows of a person by a window and also the balcony. They also seen a man with a sack. I don't know what this one is. They also seen a man with a sack of potatoes dragging it a shadow. So my guess is they also saw a man. It's a shadow of a man dragging a sack of potatoes.
Okay, but do we know that it's a sack of potatoes?
Exactly, because could it be something that they're dragging that looks like a sack of potatoes? Like the person who might have hung a child?
Like a head.
And is it a 5-pound sack of potatoes? Is it a 50-pound sack of potatoes? It says, I honestly think all of this activity happens in that house because of the church across the street. I feel like it makes it worse because there are a lot of souls. I have been trying to get someone to go investigate there, and they are welcome to stay a night. All my siblings are scared to stay there. I was there about 3 months ago, and I heard some boots walking on the roof, and that's where it ends. It's like each one of these sentences in this story could be in an entire story itself.
Yeah, it could.
So if this person could write in and like tell us more about the doll, I would like to hear a little bit more about the doll.
I would also like to hear about the man in the sack of something.
Yeah, this shadow person. I'd like to hear more about the child being carried out of bed.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of activity in that house, and it's just kind of like bullet points of what happened. So I'd like to even know more, right?
Yeah, I think we all want to hear more.
Definitely, definitely paranormal.
Oh, yeah.
And some of this stuff like La La Rona, and I'm not sure if I said that correctly. Those are in maybe the story about the father hanging his child. Those could be just kind of urban legends, but still it'd be interesting to hear more.
Yeah.
So right back in. And if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.